great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
Hi, this is Pam Whipple with First Bank Hampton. Teaching kids about money can start early with NextGen, the kids app that helps children learn how to earn, save, invest, and spend, all under parental guidance. NextGen teaches real-life money skills in a simple, hands-on way, and kids can even get a debit card to learn how to make purchases at the store. It's a great way to build confidence and good money habits for the future. Stop in today and ask us about NextGen at First Bank Hampton. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon on the Newsmaker, we'll be joined by Michaela Bales and Katie Horton with the Rehabilitation Center of Hampton and also Leahy Grove Assisted Living. We'll also be joined by Adam Akers with Franklin County Veterans Affairs, as they'll be talking about a veteran social that will be hosted there at the rehab center tomorrow. And right now, we will throw it over to Adam, who's talking with our guest here for today.
Thanks for your time again this afternoon, Mitch. I appreciate that. I'm here with a couple of ladies from the Rehabilitation Center of Hampton in Leahy Grove, and they have an event coming up Friday morning that they would like to talk about. Ladies, can you introduce yourself and kind of say what you do at that organization?
My name is Michaela Bales, and I am the Assisted Living Manager at Leahy Grove.
I'm Katie Horton, and I am the Activities Director at the Rehabilitation Center of Hampton.
Okay, thank you for joining us. What's the event that we've got coming up Friday morning? I guess, where did it stem from with the idea of trying to have a coffee for veterans, I guess?
It basically stemmed off of we want to let the community know and all of our veterans in our community that we are a VA-related contracted facility between both sides of the nursing facility and the assisted living.
Can you expound on what exactly that means?
So basically it means when a local veteran or anywhere outside of our community as well, you know, if we're the closest, you know, to wherever they live at, we are contracted through the VA. So a lot of our services we can provide within the nursing facility and the AL can be through the VA. Like, they will pay for those services through our facility for them.
Okay. And so I know from my side on the Veterans Affairs, each veteran is going to qualify differently depending on how they are service connected or possibly when they served is going to matter as to what type of benefits they are eligible for. Okay. And so between myself and maybe one of you helps explain that to the veteran.
Yeah, between me being the assisted living manager, I would kind of explain it on my end. As far as on the nursing facility side, it would be either our admin or our DON, which is our director of nursing, which would kind of explain what benefits they would qualify through the nursing facility.
So then what's Friday morning going to amount to? What is your plan for that?
We would like all local veterans or any veterans to come out, see our facility, see what we have to offer, have some coffee and a little dessert, just non-formal get-together chat, just to, you know, connect our facilities with forming connections with local or whomever veterans.
If the veteran is unable to come, would family members be able to come on their behalf to this?
Absolutely. Everyone is welcome to come 8:30 to 9:30 Friday morning at Leahy Grove Assisted Living in Hampton. We will have coffee and danishes and just informal chat about our building and services that we offer for veterans.
So this will be on the Leahy Grove side, not the rehabilitation side. Okay. So then that's a separate door for those who aren't familiar. Easiest way to get there is the entrance road off of Highway 65, just south of the lumberyard there.
Correct.
Okay. I know from experience that each veteran qualifies for different benefits. I've been asked very kindly by these ladies to join. And so if there are specific veteran benefit questions, that I can be there to help try to explain those, as each veteran's a little bit different. So there are also possibilities for some spouses or widows of veterans to be eligible for certain benefits. Again, everyone is different there as well. And I'm assuming you'd welcome a spouse of a veteran or a widow as well.
Absolutely, yes. Anyone who would like to come and visit our facility and see what we have to offer is welcome. Spouses, veterans, community members is completely fine with us.
Can you talk about maybe what other types of activities you have going on throughout the month at the Rehab Center or Leahy Grove that other individuals might be of interest in?
Yeah, three times a month we have music with Talia, is a musical therapy lady who comes in. And also we have bingo every week, as well as church services every Thursday. So that's a few things during the month of August that we have going on. And then with school coming back in, we'll also have kids coming to have an activity with the tenants and residents of both facilities.
How many veterans are currently residents at both of the facilities, approximately?
I would say approximately 10 residents that are veterans at the rehab center right now. Yep.
Leahy Grove as well? Yeah, okay. Is there any special medical needs or attentions that maybe veterans are eligible for? Or is there any special medical needs that veterans are able to get there because it's a VA-affiliated facility?
Not necessarily just VA-related. We have a wide spectrum of being able to do that for everybody that comes in the door, not just VA-related. So basically, we just want the community to know that we are VA contracted. So when we talk about that aspect, we don't turn down specific people that need the same services as a veteran. We do it for everybody.
Okay. Very good. Maybe one last question here quick about availability. I know it's always a moving target. For Leahy Grove, on your side, what kind of availability or wait times are you currently looking at?
Wait times can kind of vary because it just depends on if, you know, somebody moves out or needs to move up a level of care to the nursing side of the facility. But availability currently, I currently have one apartment that is available. So if anybody's interested or wants to check it out in a little bit more depth of it, on the assisted living side, we can give them all the information for that or give them a tour. Anything like that is always open.
How about the rehabilitation side?
Yeah, if there's any questions, please give the administrator a call, 641-456-4701 for any information. We're always available for tours of the building. If there's any questions, that please give us a call. Don't hesitate.
Thank you very much. Look forward to talking with you ladies at the facility, Leahy Grove, Friday morning, July 31st at 8:30. Hope to see you there.
And Adam, before we let you go here, can you kind of explain to our audience, you know, you have a lot of summer activities and get-togethers and stuff. Can you kind of recap of what's going on here in the summer of 2026?
Yeah, I sure can, Mitch. So far, our picnics, we've had two picnics, and so far they've been very well attended. Happy with that. A little bit of a weather scare in June, but we moved it into the church and it worked fine. It was a really good place to have it. The 250 Freedom Ride, the motorcycle ride that we did the Saturday of the fair, we were really happy with how that turned out. We had 20 riders, 25, 23 people all together, something like that. It turned out to be a good day for a motorcycle ride. There again, a little bit of a weather scare, I know, kept a few riders away. And it just being the first year, I think next year it'll be better attended is what we're really hoping for. So had a great route, all kinds of good reviews. Everybody was happy with it. So we have one picnic that's left. It'll be the 2nd of September. That'll be the last picnic of the year. And I am still taking people down to veterans down to the VA home in Marshalltown for tours there as well. So I know the ladies here at the Rehabilitation Center in Leahy Grove, I know they give rides to veterans to their doctor appointments, and I know, and they've brought veterans out to our picnics in the past as well. So I appreciate when they do that and try to incorporate our events with that.
All right, and our thanks to Michaela Bales and Katie Horton, also Adam Akers, for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Carly Bowman with First Bank Hampton. Did you know you can add your First Bank Hampton debit card to your mobile wallet? It's a safe, easy, and convenient way to pay with your phone or wearable device wherever contactless payments are accepted. Your card number is not shared with merchants, helping keep your information protected. Don't bank with us yet? Stop in today and ask how you can get started with a First Bank Hampton debit card and mobile wallet. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.